knives, guns, and ammo Saturday and Sunday at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I've been home for big weekend. This is Paul Hurd, your host. Hurd's Louisiana Live is your program. We are here from 4 to 5 every day. Let your friends know this is the place to come to get a good financial report at the end of every day to know how your investments are doing, how your savings is working for you, and then to get a real detailed feedback on Louisiana government, Louisiana economics, so that we know where we are and where we're going. That's what it's always about here on Hurd's Louisiana Live. We're glad to be here. We're going to do our financial report started in just a minute, and then we'll have a couple of interesting articles, issues about economic development that's occurring in Louisiana, the state of oil and gas going another direction, and also a little something about how we're handling the Mississippi River and our sediment, and what we're doing for the coastal areas to try to build them back up. So it's going to be a full day. We're glad to be here, and we'll talk a little bit then about the elections if we've got time. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a special guest. We've got Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser slated to be with us. We look forward to having him. We've got one, two, three, four, five, six. He's got five challengers and himself wanting to be our next Lieutenant Governor. We're going to talk about what he's done. He's been there a good bit. He's got a agenda that he's proud of, and we'll talk to him. We'll have him at 4:30 till the rest of the hour. Looking forward to having getting the word from the other candidates on Lieutenant Governor, but also Secretary of State, Governor, all these races that are pending. The Attorney General is also going to be a hot one, but we'll talk about that when we get to the end of the hour. But let's get our financial report out. It's always interesting to me that in August, everything sort of settles down no matter what, and that's probably what we've got today. And remember, we can always take a call or two from our Louisiana Excellence Hotline, and it's 504-556-9696. If you've never called in before, call in. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what's on your mind as far as local government, Orleans, Jefferson, St. Tammany, and what's going on with these elections coming. What you see with the state reps and the state senators, that's going to be interesting to see who's going to have to contend to keep their job and who got in without any opposition. But we'll get back to that. Right now, let's do our financial report. And what we've got is the Dow Jones closed at 35,281. That's up 105. It's up 0.33%. That's a good, steady growth day. That's how we view anything up less than a half a point, above a half a percent. We'd be tickled to death. That'd be a good day. But the Dow just went up 105. I'm not being critical at all. NASDAQ closed at 13,644.85, and that was down 76. Primarily, the NASDAQ's tech composition really gets adversely affected if interest rates are creeping up, and they are. And so that creep up has an exaggerated effect on the NASDAQ. And so it went down 76, down a half a percentage point for the day. It still closed at 13,644, That's not a bad level. It's just not a good day. And now with the S&P, on the S&P we've got 4,464. Man, lots of fours. 4,464 down four, down 4.78, down 0.1%. But it's one of those that I guess it was more fun because it had a bunch of fours in it than anything. It's a good solid, flat day, and that's really maybe what we need to get us through August, get us into September. I know it's a little early to be talking about that quick. We got 20 days left, but it's one of those things that in the financial markets, with school starting early and late vacations, August really gets a little bit tepid in its activity and its volume at the end of the summer. But that's where we are with the S&P and the stock market. It was a good day. One out of three. Dow was up. The other two were down barely. S&P was flat. Now, on our interest rates, this is where the changes are occurring. The two-year Treasury closed at 4.89, almost 4.9, and that was up 0.007%, but that's what they call 7 basis points up on an interest rate, and that's creeping up toward that 4.9, 4.95, and it was at 4.6 a month ago. Maybe less than that, 4.7, 4.8, and now we're at the high 4.8, nearly 4.9, and I think that's what you're going to see is in the next period of while the Federal Reserve is out on its own vacation, we're going to see the market, I think, just steadily tiptoeing up to probably 5.51 before they meet in September. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. The 30-year closed at 4.27. Again, it's creeping up a little bit. It was 4.23 yesterday, and now it's 4.27. Again, it's just that tippy toe up. But the front end, the 2-year, went up 0.07, the back end 0.03. So you see what's happening is that steepened the inverted curve and gave us a 0.6 inversion, which is, again, flatter than where we were a month ago, but that's about where it's starting to level out. We'll see. It was at 0.05 or 0.5, and now it's up at 0.6. So I think you're going to see that front end creep up. That's what sort of seems to be going on in this marketplace. Again, we're in the throes of where good news on economic growth, employment, activity. Good news is bad news because good news forces is going to make the Fed raise rates and try to destroy that demand. That's what they call it, demand destruction. It's an interesting economic concept that to make it better for us, they need to destroy demand, destroy the economy's growth. So we'll see how it goes. That's sort of where we are. Our crude oil closed at 84.9, and that's down just a smidgen. That's one of my number. That's one of my words. Smidgen, just barely nothing. But we at least we're below 85, and that's where we need to be. And natural gas closed at 2.78. It was up a little bit, and that's what's happening with oil and natural gas. When we get back, we'll talk about that a little bit more, and move on to some Louisiana economic news. It's Paul Hurd, your host. Hurd's Louisiana Live is your program. We're coming in hot, and we'll be right back. Thank you very much. Really deep,
Louisiana excellence, that's what we all want for our families and our businesses. Lower taxes, higher wages, safer streets, and better schools. That's the responsibility of our Louisiana legislature. If you ever wanted to run for state representative or state senator, now is the time. Qualifying starts August the 8th. Look for your district and get ready to qualify to run. To be elected, you need the Louisiana Excellence Policy. Repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Build your own Louisiana Excellence campaign platform. Repealing sales and income taxes, real teacher pay raises, and safe streets are Louisiana's economic cure. Be a candidate for an excellent Louisiana. Go to louisianaxcel.org or email Paul Hurd at paul@louisianaxcel.org. Repeal taxes and grow Louisiana.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
It's a great Friday afternoon, blue skies, a little warm, going to need a little more ice in my toddy for the body, as I say. We'll have that in about 45 minutes, 50 minutes, not that I'm counting, but it's Paul Hurd, your host, glad to be here. We've got the drive home and the drive-in crowd, and talking a little bit about Louisiana's economic report. I didn't quite finish up the other one. Look, natural gas closed, like I said, at 2.78. That was up almost 1%, but that's a good number to be working with. I hope it gets to 2.78 now. Maybe we can get another quarter of a point up, particularly because, as I always say, there's royalty owners out there. That really pumps a little bit of money into an awful lot of people's pockets. And then lastly, but not least, we've got Mr. Bitcoin. He closed at $29,360, and that was only down $25, which is not even one-tenth of 1%. So Mr. Bitcoin was a passive investor today, and he escaped destruction at the hands of the market today. So that's our report. We'll get into the weekend. It'll be interesting. I expect next weekend to be pretty quiet too, making sure, assuming that China minds its manners and leaves Taiwan and its neighbors alone there. They're moving around ships. They're moving around going north, going toward Alaska on our continent. And then they're flying planes in and out of Taiwan airspace. So you can't really tell if they mean it. But I think that that's what this is this is 100 fake attacks, 100 fake entries to as cover so that if they ever decide to, when they ever decide to, China will be in a position where that initial push will be what just perceived again to be one of those push-pulls coming in, going out. We'll see how it goes. But let's talk about Louisiana, the great state of oil and gas, except we're not anymore. The governor is doing everything he can to choke off oil and gas production, exploration in Louisiana. The president is doing everything he can to choke off oil and gas production in the United States, and it's really been our meat and potatoes, our fish and gumbo since, I guess, I don't know when it really started, but in the 20s, 19, has it been 100 years? 20s, 30s? I know by the 40s, we've got oil and gas getting poking holes in our land and pumping that stuff out, that black gold and then natural gas. But what's really going on with this governor, who is a wokester, is that he's trying to penalize oil and gas. He's trying to threaten the oil and gas industry with the coastal wetland suits and to try to discourage their activity in Louisiana. And then he's trying to do whatever he can for this green energy. And part of the green energy is solar panels. And to that end, the governor and the state announced, let's see, yesterday that we have contracted as a state with a company called First Solar that produces solar panels that produce electricity from the panels. This is not someone who's producing them or installing them there. They're actually going to produce them, sell them out into the marketplace. It's not someone buying 3,000 acres and covering it with solar panels. These are the people that sell the solar panels to produce electricity. And they've gotten 10. They're only one of the top 10 solar manufacturers in the world. It has a U.S. headquarters and has no operations based in China and is planning to build its fifth American manufacturing facility at the Acadiana Regional Airport in just outside Lafayette. And so it's Iberia Parish. Governor Edwards made the announcement Thursday, yesterday, and the size of the investment is impressive. It's a $1.1 billion investment. I'm working from an article from the Daily Advertiser by Mr. William Taylor Potter, giving us some good information. And the interesting part about these is, I mean, it's a great announcement. But what you find when you get into the details is how much did we have to promise, how much did the Louisiana taxpayers agree to spend out of our pocket, how much did we agree to allow the construction and not tax the facility, and this one's a biggin. The infrastructure improvement totals $30 million incentive package just for this one project. So it's one of those things that the state, under certain circumstances, is making grants and making paying for some of the construction and then it's owned not by us, but it's a grant. It's a donation to the company in exchange for them coming to that particular location. It drives me crazy. I'll tell you why it drives me crazy, and the real answer is this. These kind of projects that get moved around, these kind of projects that occur because our regular tax rate is too high on us who are here. These giveaways show the voters how low their taxes ought to be. We're investing, we're spending our money to grow our businesses. But are they? No, they're getting the money from us. They're investing some, but it's the same way with the film tax credit. What I wonder is, let's give them the money, but let's take an equity position, because right now we give them the money, and if they're successful, they keep all the profit. If they're not successful, our money's gone anyway. I think we've got to look at it a different way, as a way to get a equity position, so that if we take the chance, if we spend taxpayers' money, that we do it in a way that we get the profit if it is successful. Either way, for the investor, other than losing a share of the profit in the future, he gets the same free capital and the free tax base that would otherwise be lost charged on his business if we hadn't given him the tax break. So it's more of a reflection that Louisiana's taxes on our big asset, big company tax structure is simply too demanding, that we have to make it comply with the rest of the world, and all we do is tax us who are here and give a welcome gift to those who are not here. So, look, I'm glad to have the project. It'll be interesting to see if it comes to fruition. I can't tell you how many announcements occur and no business occurs. Look, I think I'm here and I've got to take a break. We didn't get a chance to talk about carbon capture. We'll do that another day. We're supposed to have our special guest, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, when we get back. This is Paul Hurd. Herd's Louisiana Live. We're coming in hot. We're going to have a chance to talk to our candidate for Lieutenant Governor. We'll be right back.
When politicians handcuff the police instead of criminals, we have a problem. This is Jeff Landry. As an experienced former police officer and sheriff's deputy, I will defend, not defund, our police. Serving as your attorney general, I've helped take hundreds of criminals off the street. I have seen the need for change, and I will lead. As your governor, I will reverse failed policies that are driving crime, bring truth and transparency to criminal justice, and help stop crime before it happens. To protect jobs and grow wages, we must have safety and security. Keeping kids out of crime starts with reforming our education system. The solution is not more liberal politics, but action. If you agree, join our campaign at jefflandry.com. Together, we can make Louisiana great. Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. News that the Pardon Board is scheduling clemency hearings for death row inmates does not sit well with family members of the victims and those who prosecuted those criminals in court. The surge of applications comes after the governor publicly denounced the death penalty in Louisiana. East Baton Rouge Parish D.A. Hiller Moore says this is something the governor never mentioned before, especially not while seeking re-election.
And then on the eve of his departure from the office, he gives a statement at Loyola Law School that he's opposed to the death penalty for all these reasons. Where have you been for all the other years?
$58 million in Federal Infrastructure Act money is coming to the state wildlife and fisheries to help with resiliency from the 2019 floods. LDWF's Jason Froba says some of that is for oyster harvesting and for commercial fishery.
And we have some money going towards some research. That's where the majority of the funding's going. We hope those things are going to advance the industry and help it recover.
LDWF will have public information meetings on getting the aid. This is news from LRN.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Hello, I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State, and I am asking for your vote. I have a proven record as a leader in the real world of business in the oil and gas industry, and also served 6 years as the chairman of the Republican Party of Louisiana. And today I serve as your public service commissioner. The Secretary of State is the chief elections officer for Louisiana and is the leader of Louisiana's election team. When elected, I pledge to work 24/7 to make sure your vote is protected, preserved, and counted on election day. And we will do it voter friendly. Please visit my website at friendsofmikefrancis.com. This is paid for by Friends of Mike Francis.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
We're glad to be here on the WGSO 990 AM Flamethrower on the Southeast Louisiana and all of the great state of Louisiana. We've got our special guest today, our Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, to come visit us. We're honored to have him. We're blessed to have him. He's been at the job of Lieutenant Governor, and he's looking for another term. And we've talked before. He's had a lot of of great things to talk about as far as how do we get people from out of state to bring their money, their families, their memories that they're about to make. How do we get them to come to Louisiana, make those memories, and have a great time? Lieutenant Governor, good to have you.
Always to be good with you, my friend. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I'm glad to get you. My wife tells me every time you talk to him, you get excited. Well, I love what you do. I love what that office needs to do. I mean, it is our ultimate outreach to the world because your office predominantly is our tourism ambassador. Isn't that the number one big piece of your job?
It really is. And, you know, we partner with all the convention and visit bureaus and tourism folks in every parish to make sure we're promoting every corner of the state and bringing a different flavor. You know, a great example was we just got back from Australia and New Zealand, and we've got people flying into Dallas, planning Mardi Gras in Shreveport and across North Louisiana, and from New Zealand, a direct flight into Houston to come across South Louisiana. So we promote every corner of the state, and we, especially internationally, we look for those direct flights into the United States, and how do we get them here in Louisiana and get them to visit many towns and cities.
Well, it's a great place to visit, and I'm always surprised at how interested the real international visitor is in coming to our classically old, since the 1600s, since the 1700s, settlements that we have in Louisiana, in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, St. Francisville, right up the river and even into Natchitoches, those areas. It just seems to be there are special jewels that y'all shine up. You shine them up good, and we get people in here, and they seem to leave happy and wanting to come back to visit. So I commend you on that. I also thought the outreach that you've done with the Rose Parade and Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I just think is cool, because if there was any state in the world, any state in this United States that can produce a float for a parade, we ought to be leading that parade, because that's right up our alley.
Absolutely. You know, when we went out to Macy's, you know, the naysayers said, well, they've never had a state put a float in a parade, so let's give it a try. What better way to get people excited about Mardi Gras? And the first float they gave us, I'm like, no, we're not going to put our name on that. We build floats. We need a wow factor. We went back and forth for several months. Finally, they gave us a wow factor. The longest float ever to crawl down the streets of New York, that Super Gator. And then also made sure we put a Louisiana ambassador. John Batiste, the first year, stole the show. And it worked so well, and we got so much publicity. You know, 50 times what would it cost us in free publicity. We went out to the Rose Bowl. Once again, no state had ever had a float in there. We made a pitch. We were one of three to be allowed in that year. We came home with awards. Lane Hardy that year. This year we had Lainey Wilson, superstar. And once again, we stole the show in Pasadena and brought Louisiana to the world.
Well, that's what I thought was so neat, because I keep wanting to say, you know, it's one thing if those people have parades once a year. We have parades all year, and we know how to put on a moving, dynamic float amongst people looking for something on the street. And I'll bet you they've never seen quite so many beads as we were. I don't know if they had any rules against it or for it.
Yeah, they don't let us throw. We try. We have walkers alongside the float. We're trying to get permission for them to hand out beads. But we did go up and down the streets of New York giving out beads with Louisiana Feed Your Soul the morning of the parade, the night before.
Good.
So everybody walking around New York had those beads on. And I tell you, we had over 100 Louisianans come out to decorate that float. And the Fair and Festival Queens really talked about every corner of the state, the boudin, the crawfish, the ducks, the strawberries. Those queens from every fair and festival really did a great job promoting Louisiana. And Louisiana's invited out there to help us decorate. We put over 130,000 roses, seeds, orchids, all fresh flowers. That's all done in 3 days with volunteers.
Well, that's to me, that is, it's such a festive time of year with Thanksgiving and the Rose Bowl in the holiday, the Christmas New Year time. It's where people are looking for and thinking about places to go, and we certainly can show them a good time. I also saw in some of the materials that got handed out that we've made some improvements in our parks and throughout the state. Can you give me a little bit of update on where the parks are and what we're being able to do for the disabled access, that kind of stuff?
Right. You know, before I was in politics, me and my wife had a riding facility for special needs children. We took kids out of wheelchair, placed on horseback. So I have a love and passion for helping special needs.
I see.
We took delivery of our first track wheelchair at Fountain Blue, where people can now go get in that chair, take your child or adult, and you can go into the woods on the trail, see the deer. You can take it out on the beach. It can go anywhere. No cost to you or your family. You reserve it 24 hours ahead of time. It's been so successful. So many families are so excited. We ordered 10 more of them. We're also building the first special needs playground at Fountain Blue. And we're going to look for a private-public partner to build 10 new cabins on Lake Pontchartrain. Two will be built to all special needs. Autism, lighting, a dock that you can fold down and fish from a wheelchair. All the bells and whistles, so it'll be very inviting and easy to operate for anybody with special needs. And we're looking to do that all over Louisiana. We also have a summer program. We hire special needs people, children and adults, 17 and older, to work in the parks. And many of those people have become great park ambassadors and become full-time employees. So we're doing everything we can to make our parks user-friendly for all the special needs community in the whole state.
Well, I really commend you for it, because I think with the inflation up and the squeeze on our families' wallets, I think people are looking for a value for their dollar and something special to do without having to go to see the Eiffel Tower in Paris. So I think we can show them a good time. You can fish. You can be out in the outdoors. And once we get through this 100-degree August, what I always love is when I get to, Labor Day, if I can get to September or get to October 1, all the hunters start going out in the woods, bow hunters, squirrel hunters, they all go. And then there's nobody on the golf courses. There's nobody. And the weather is perfect. It's in the 80s, but we get a cool front down through at least North Louisiana, and you've got an 80-degree low humidity day, and everything's green, and that's why if I could make a recommendation on our tourism, I want us to buy an electric billboard in Times Square and in Chicago and maybe Detroit, and every day they are snowing or they're below 30 degrees or below 20 degrees, we need to show them one of our golf courses and say, you could be down here, guys. You could be down here. And
we do that. We do have, you know, our marketing for our golf courses. You're exactly right. You ought to be working in tourism. But that's when we do market. The things to do most outdoors is when they can't go outdoors and enjoy it. And I'll tell you, we just put together a marketing plan. This year, the Super Bowl is in Las Vegas, and we'll be out there to promote the Super Bowl next year. And we're putting up some billboards by the stadium and by the airport that says the Super Bowl might be in Vegas, but the party's always in Louisiana. See you in
there
Louisiana.
You go. That's
so
exactly.
We're thinking about it.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. Are we in line for another Super Bowl?
Well, we get the Super Bowl. It is here next year. And
okay.
That's why we're really trying to clean up the city. We got to put our best foot forward. We've got a short window to do it. We've got to get it cleaned up and make it safe.
All right, look, we got. I hear my producer running some music. I got to take a little break. If you've got a minute, if you've got a 10 minutes more, let us take a break and come back and let's talk a little bit more about the Lieutenant Governor's office.
Thank you.
This is Paul Hurd, your host. We got our special guest, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. We'll be right back with you.
Louisiana excellence, that's what we all want for our families and our businesses. Lower taxes, higher wages, safer streets, and better schools. That's the responsibility of our Louisiana legislature. If you ever wanted to run for state representative or state senator, now is the time. Qualifying starts August the 8th. Look for your district and get ready to qualify to run. To be elected, you need the Louisiana Excellence Policy. Repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Build your own Louisiana Excellence campaign platform. Repealing sales and income taxes, real teacher pay raises, and safe streets are Louisiana's economic cure. Be a candidate for an excellent Louisiana. Go to louisianaxcel.org or email Paul Hurd at paul@louisianaxcel.org. Repeal taxes and grow Louisiana.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Pat Swillen. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, we'll check out where Louisiana politics is going 2 months away from the big election. We'll look at who qualified and who didn't. Joining us will be Chad Rogers, publisher of TheDePelican.com and Ringside Politics All-Star. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11. On WGSO.
We're glad to be here. Am I back?
Yeah.
I'm back. I got the one and only Lieutenant Governor, and I'm glad to have him. We had a disconnection during the break, so I apologize for the delay. I guess we enjoyed the music. And look, one other thing I wanted to ask you about is
the sportsman paradise angle to this tourism promotion in both your fishing, particularly fishing outdoor activity, and in both freshwater and maybe in the bays and the brackish and the saltwater.
Yeah, we promote and we push out through social media all the great fishing stories around Louisiana. We like to tell people you can fish anywhere, but you catch fish in Louisiana. On any given day, you can go east, west bank of the river, north or south. You know, Toledo Bend was the number one fishing lake 2 years in a row. That doesn't happen. And we've got great fishing in all the state parks, all the rivers, and from bass to redfish to trout to offshore fishing. Louisiana really is the sportsman's paradise, and it's really it really brings a lot of business down here because a lot of families say, hey, let's go to Louisiana while the wife's shopping and bringing the kids around. A lot of times the dad takes a fishing charter. So it's a great way for us to lure people down here with the great fishing that we do have.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's something that maybe, like you said, daddy can go out and do some saltwater fishing and really have a big an adult. And I don't mean just, I'm not talking about drinking. I'm just talking about something where you're not worried about your kid hooking himself. You're not worried about your kid falling over the boat. I've raised three of them, and those little mischief munchkins can, you got to be careful with them. And man, we get them down there in the, get the daddies out there fishing with some good guides, and it just really is a great day to be in Louisiana doing stuff like that. I wondered, do we have, and I'm asking, this is blind, I have no idea. One thing I was always wondering about is, do we have, my brother lives in Utah. There are federal lands up there where you can get your hunting license, and you can come up and the game is protected enough that you're going to get a good opportunity to see elk or see a buffalo and to do some hunting. Do we have any specialty protected areas where there's limited licenses and people can come down and do a lottery or something? I'm asking for myself as much.
Yeah, you know, the wildlife and fishery has a lot of hunting grounds that are limited hunting like that. We also have a lot of private ranchers where people go and they've got the exotics. You know, I used to raise elk down in Plaquemines Parish, and after Katrina, there's still about 40 elk running around Plaquemines Parish on the river batcha that I'm sure somebody's going to take one day. But I was raising them for the horns, for the velvet. It's used to heal arthritis. But, yeah, the only elk and big game like that are in these private hunting clubs that are around. And they do allow people to come in and pay from out of town to hunt. Many of them do. So, and there's a lot of duck hunting clubs as well. So you see a lot of that where people bring their clients down and take advantage of those because we've got some of the best guides for duck hunting and deer hunting. And so it really is sportsman's paradise. And a lot of people come down, duck hunt in the morning, fish in the afternoon, so they can do a lot of things here that you don't have that kind of fishing in other areas.
I got you. What about, I appreciate the information you sent me before we got on, and I grew up in Oklahoma, and I told my guidance counselor, I said, look, if I'm going to go to school, I want to go somewhere where you would go on vacation. And so I ended up at Tulane because my guidance counselor promised me New Orleans was a good place to go on vacation. And I just had my 50th anniversary of living in Louisiana and being in New Orleans. But let me ask you this. Do I understand right that your department also has 8 or 9 or 10 museums that y'all are responsible for maintaining and running those for the public? Do y'all have those?
Yes,
in your portfolio?
Not under my office. I hope after this next election, we can get the Secretary of State to put his with our office and we can divide the state up into three museum boards, one in New Orleans, one in Baton Rouge, one in Shreveport. By having one whole state, people in Shreveport don't really care a lot about the museums down here. And we got an expert to tell us how to best grow this museum system. And then we also have 211 museums, a lot of them given back by the state, Secretary of State, the local government. We're shooting video of all of them as we speak. And we bought the name LouisianaMuseums.com. So what we'll do is we'll put all of them on this site. And then everyone knows about the World War II Museum. Well, if you go to buy tickets online there, the General Chenault Museum in North Louisiana is going to pop up. So we'll be able to target market each area of the state by somebody's interest. If you like movies, you'll know about Bonnie and Clyde Museum. So we can target market them to what their interests are and drive people into every community all over the state and enjoy the museums that have an interest in.
Well, I think that's really, things that's really becoming maybe something people are interested in, particularly adults who want to teach their children a little history that they might not have gotten in school as much as they used to. I've always been excited about our museums and what we can do for the kids and the tourists.
Yeah, I tell you, we're trying to market. Now through social media, you can market people's interests pretty good. We just did a commercial to promote the horse racing in Louisiana. A lot of people from Oklahoma, Kentucky, those areas that like horse racing, we want to make sure anyone that has that interest, when they're trying to think about where to go on vacation,
that's a great angle.
So we can target those people, and that could be the deciding factor, knowing that we've got some great racetracks here, and them saying, hey, let's go to Louisiana. We can see all these great cities and towns, and I can stop by the track. So we make sure we look at every area, every jewel we have, and make sure we market it to those target audiences, and it really helps us give an edge on the competition.
Great. Let me ask you one thing. I know we got to get down to the dirty business of politics. Give everybody a way to get a hold of your campaign if they'd like to help you be lieutenant governor.
BillyNungesser.com. And I promise I'll work hard for the next 4 years, just like I have the last 7.5.
There you go. Look, great. Thanks for coming. I really appreciate you coming. I always enjoy it. That's our lieutenant governor, Billy Nungesser. We'll be back Monday at 4. Come see us.
Have a great weekend.
Louisiana excellence, that's what we all want for our families and our businesses. Lower taxes, higher wages, safer streets, and better schools. That's the responsibility of our Louisiana legislature. If you ever wanted to run for state representative or state senator, now is the time. Qualifying starts August the 8th. Look for your district and get ready to qualify to run. To be elected, you need the Louisiana Excellence Policy. Repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Build your own Louisiana Excellence campaign platform. Repealing sales and income taxes, real teacher pay raises, and safe streets are Louisiana's economic cure. Be a candidate for an excellent Louisiana. Go to LouisianaXL.org or email Paul Hurd at paul@LouisianaXL.org. Repeal taxes and grow Louisiana.